The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio with your host, Pastor John Ward, right here on Reality Radio 101. To get on board by telephone in the Toronto GTA area of Southern Ontario, Canada, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. Send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com.
Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail.
And now, right to your host of the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio, Pastor John Ward.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God is good, and all the time He is good. So glad that you've tuned in tonight. We're coming to you live from Oshawa, Ontario, just east of the beautiful city of Toronto, where Jesus is Lord. We're so glad that you've tuned in tonight. We're going to have a great show tonight. We're going to talk about bullying tonight. Praise the Lord. We're going to talk about how to overcome in this evil world. I ministered two services today at Word of Faith International Christian Center, and I kept the youth. We have Youth Sunday, where the youth have their own service with our youth pastor. But I kept the youth upstairs today, and I ministered to them on this subject that not only teenagers and children deal with, but adults deal with this too. Bullying is an issue because there is a bully in the world, and his name is Satan, and he has a well-developed army to defeat people. And God has given us the authority and the power through our Lord Jesus Christ to overcome. And so we're going to talk about bullying tonight. We're going to talk about self-esteem. We're going to talk about these issues because they're important. And of course, as always, we're going to learn how to overcome by faith, because we overcome and the victory is given to us through our faith in Jesus. So I encourage you right now to let folks know to tune in. This show is for all ages. I made sure the youth had copies of today's message, because it's so important in the day that we live in to learn how to overcome in these areas. Even as a youth myself, as a young boy, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old in grade school, I was overweight, and as a result of that, I was bullied relentlessly. I haven't thought about that for years, but now in ministering to others who are going through those challenges, I can go back and remember what it was like, and it was absolutely terrible, and I wish I had known what I know now. It would have helped me so much. And so this show tonight is for all ages that are going to help us to overcome. We're going to encourage your faith tonight. We're going to help you renew your mind and give you some really awesome keys that are going to not only help you, but if you have children or teenagers. My son got bullied last week. So I'm going to share that with you tonight. So let your friends know that we're live right now. Hit them up on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on WhatsApp. Send them out text messages, emails. Say, come on, tune in. We are live on RealityRadio101.com for the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio, where we will feed your faith and starve your doubts. Praise the Lord. We'd love to hear from you tonight. You can get on board, as Gary said, by emailing us at instudio101@gmail.com. Or maybe you'd like to call in and ask a question or bring up a subject. You know, I hit all kinds of subjects as well on Facebook, and we talk about all kinds of different things. One big subject lately has been Calvinism. There seems to be a rebirth in Calvinism and the whole heresy of Tulip and people believing these things that just are not true about our God, that our God is a respecter of persons. He's not. That our God only has certain people that he's chosen to go to heaven, and he hasn't. God's will is that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, 1 Timothy chapter 2. And so you can call in if you have a question and perhaps you want to share your opinion. But at the end of the day, it's not about what I believe and it's not about what you believe. It's about what the Bible teaches. Let God be true and every man a liar. That includes me and that includes you. Praise God. Our job is to lift up Jesus. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. And that's what we want to do. We want to bring glory to God, to his kingdom, to the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. So we're going to pray in just a moment. But once again, we'd love to hear from you tonight. Let us know that you're tuned in. Let us know that you're out there by emailing us at instudio101@gmail.com or just give us a call at 866-905-REAL. All the information is right there at the bottom of your screen. We'd love to hear from you. And we're going to talk about bullying tonight. We're going to get into the Word of God here in just a moment. So let's go ahead and have a word of prayer and we'll get right into it. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful and thankful for your love and faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, that we're two of us are gathered together, even on the airwaves, that you are right here in the midst of us. And we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your fellowship. We thank you for your love. We thank you that you are good all the time. No matter what we're going through, no matter what our circumstances are, it doesn't change who you are. You are the faithful God. You are the wonderful God. And you are our Father. And Jesus is our elder brother and our Lord. And we honor you tonight. And we praise you tonight. And we thank you for this time together. Father, I pray a blessing upon all of the radio audience, every person listening, no matter where they are, in what country they're in. Father, let your blessing be upon them right now. Touch them, Father, wherever they are. Speak to them. Holy Spirit, we pray, Father, for Holy Spirit to be our teacher tonight, to bring forth this word and to make it plain unto us. And we covenant with you in advance that we will give you and you alone all the praise and glory for it. We pray for healings tonight. We pray for breakthroughs. Father, we just pray you would touch this radio audience in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody in agreement shouted amen. Amen. Praise God. Once again, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know that you're tuned in tonight by emailing us at instudio101@gmail.com. Also, if you have a Bible question, if you have a comment, if you have a praise report, if you need prayer, we'd be honored to pray with you tonight. Just email us at instudio101@gmail.com or you can call us toll free. The numbers are right there in the bottom of your browser. Let's say hello to Carla. Carla says, hi, Pastor. What a fantastic subject this evening. Thank you for discussing bullying. Amen. We're going to get right into it, Carla, in just a moment. Brenda emails us, listening from Quebec for the first time, enlightening preaching. Very beautiful. Love the gospel. Which is more important, the Old Testament or the New Testament? That's a great question. They are both extremely important because they are the Word of God. And the Bible tells us in Malachi chapter 3 that I am the Lord and I change not. The Bible tells us in Hebrews that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. However, the Bible says that Jesus took the law and the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, and he nailed it to the cross. And now Jesus has introduced unto us the new covenant. And of course, the New Testament is synonymous with the word covenant. And so the New Testament Bible is, of course, Jesus introducing the kingdom of God in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then we have Acts and then the epistles of Paul, and we have the epistles of Peter, and so on and so forth, the book of Revelation, the epistles of John. All of these are written by New Testament men of God who are speaking to us specifically under the new covenant. And so it's important for believers to read the New Testament every single day so that you can feed your faith. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 says, "My son, attend to my words." In other words, get busy. "Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes, but keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them, and health or medicine to all your flesh." Jesus said, "My words, they are spirit and they are life." So it's so important that we feed our spirits every single day with the New Testament. Praise God. Great question. Thank you so much, Brenda. We also, boy, we got a bunch of emails coming in tonight. You can email us tonight at instudio101@gmail.com, or the lines are open. Feel free to call us. Hey, Dave, good to hear from you. I know you were one of the winners of our book deal a couple weeks ago. We were talking about Chris Palmer's brand new book called Letters from Jesus, which is available right now. You can get it on Amazon.com or wherever you get your book material. Letters from Jesus by Chris Palmer. And David is an old partner. I used to work with him as a paramedic years ago now. Boy, it's been a long time. I stopped working as a paramedic in 2004 and started in the ministry full time. Praise God. That was 15 years ago. So, David, shout out to you as well. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Chris is listening tonight, says, "Love your music at the beginning of your show." Isn't that a blessed song, Chris? I love that song. Gary will tell you, man, I start dancing as soon as that song comes on. Praise the Lord, because God will do it again. Love the topic tonight. So important. Yeah, we're going to get right into it. Thanks, Chris. Also, Hannah has tuned in. "Hello, Pastor. My favorite part of the week." What? What? You're trying to bless me tonight? "Hello, Pastor. My favorite part of the week," I just had to read that again, "is listening to you preach the word. I have enjoyed your radio broadcast for several weeks now. I am turning on your radio show to my family and friends. Thank you for your teachings, Hannah." Hannah, thank you so much. What a blessing. Praise God. All right, let's get into the word, ladies and gentlemen. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. "Let God be true, and let every man be a liar. Never believe the words of a preacher. If he or she cannot show you in the word of God, you're under no obligation to receive it." Thank God for his word. We don't need to depend on a man or woman to teach us the word. The Bible says that you have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. As a matter of fact, I'm going to read that. Well, let's read our text and then we'll read that in 1 John chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Our text, of course, is verse 13, and the scripture reads, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak." This is the victory that overcomes the world. What is it? Even our faith. The word believe right here in verse 13 in the Greek is the word pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S. It's the same word that's translated faith, belief, believe. All of these are the same word. And this word pistis means to be firmly persuaded, to be convinced. It's a knowing on the inside. And that's what faith is. Faith is not something that you're trying to grab a hold of. Faith is something that becomes a reality in your life. And he tells us in Romans 10:17, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So when you hear faith and you choose to receive it, you have to understand that there are five elements to faith. When you hear the word of God, you've got to make a choice. Number one, first is hearing. And then number two is receiving the word of God. We need to receive God's word, not as a word from a man. The Bible says that holy men of God were moved by the Spirit of God to were inspired to bring us the Word of God. So don't ever look at the Word of God as coming from a man. Don't look at the Word of God as a bunch of old men 2,000 years ago wrote down some words. No, my friend, the Word of God is God Himself bringing His message and His Word to us. Praise God. And so when you choose to hear that Word and then receive that Word, you're not receiving the Word of a man, you're receiving the Word of God Himself. And then number three, if you hear it and then you receive it, you got to make a choice to believe it. Praise the Lord. And then, of course, once you believe it, then you begin to speak it. And that's where verse 13 here comes in. We having the same spirit of faith, we believe, therefore we speak. And then, of course, number five is faith without works is dead. And you're going to hear a lot about that tonight on the show. Go with me real quickly to 1 John chapter 2. We'd love to hear from you tonight. If you are tuning in maybe for the first time, or you've been listening for a while and we haven't heard from you, or maybe we have heard from you and you want to say hello to us, please email us at instudio101@gmail.com or call us live and toll free at 866-905-REAL. And we're going over to 1 John. I hope you have your Bibles and your pens and papers. Most of you do. I know many of you have created this time on the air as a Bible study, and you're getting together with your friends and family in your living room or on your deck or wherever you might be, and you got the Word of God out, and we're studying the Word of God together. We're going right now to 1 John chapter 2, and let's take a look. Notice in verse 20, he says, but you have an unction. This word unction in the Greek is chariz, and it means an anointing. You have a unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. That's a scripture right there that you should grab a hold of by faith. Remember, number one, faith comes by hearing. Number two, faith comes by receiving. So how do you receive the Word of God? You take this verse and you receive it. You go ahead and make it personal. Verse 20, I have an unction from the Holy One, and I know all things. The word know here is epignosis. It means to have complete knowledge, to have revelation knowledge, and that comes from God. And then drop down here to verse 27, and he says, but the anointing, the same word in verse 20, unction, is translated in the King James as anointing. Exact same word in the Greek. He says, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth, liveth, in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you all things, and is truth and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. So sometimes when people read that, especially for the first time, they say, oh, well, I don't need to go to church anymore. I don't need a teacher. That's not what he's saying. This does not dispute Ephesians 4:11 that says God gave us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. No, we need teachers, but what we need to understand is that our dependence is not upon the man or woman of God to tell us the truth. Our dependence is on the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of us. The word ghost is an old English word, means the same thing as spirit, so don't get deep on that. But the Holy Spirit on the inside is our teacher. He is the anointing. And for 1 John chapter 2, verse 27 says, but you have an anointing. You have the Holy Spirit living on the inside that you have received of him. And you don't need that any man tell you right or wrong, truth or lie. No, you got the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. He will let you know what is the truth. And he says here, he teaches you of all things. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. And he says that he is truth and is no lie, and even as it is taught you, you shall abide in him. Praise God. Now we're going to talk about bullying tonight, so let's go over to Romans the 12th chapter. As we do, we'd love to hear from you tonight. If it's your first time tuning in, or you have a question, maybe you've got a situation going on right now regarding bullying. I know that a lot of young people are dealing with this, but it's not just young people. It's people on the job. It's adults. It's college students. Bullying has become a real epidemic. And so if you're dealing with a personal situation, call us, tell us about it. We'd love to help you. We'd love to encourage you tonight. Or you can email us as well at instudio101@gmail.com. Dwayne emails us and says, "Hi, I'm a first-time listener here. I am in Collingwood, Ontario." Man, good to hear from you, Dwayne. "I love the bullying topic. Very interesting. Your website." Dwayne, our church website is wordoffaithtoronto.com. That's wordoffaithtoronto.com. And I'm the senior pastor at Word of Faith. I've been there now for 9 years. It'll be 10 years in June since we were installed as the pastors here in Toronto. And what a privilege to bring the Word of God. Hallelujah. We had a bunch of people last week ask how they could help the radio broadcast. And we are taking a missions trip to Uganda in December where we're going to be feeding 7,000 children. Now, these children, they just haven't been bullied. A lot of these children have been orphaned. We're going to be helping a pastor by the name of Daniel Mutibwa, who has adopted, he and his wife have adopted 40 children into their family, 40. And he runs a church called FDM Ministries, and they are doing an amazing work there just outside of Kampala, Uganda, in Kajansi. And this week, Gary, we had $10,000 come in.
Oh, that's wonderful.
To help with the missions project. And our budget for the missions project is 64,000 Canadian.
Wow.
Just over 64,000. And that includes the feeding of 7,000 children. We're also donating bowls. Bob Barker has a ministry that's primarily to prisons, but nonprofits have also connected in with it. And one of the things that they do is they provide bowls that are made out of polypropylene. And these bowls last forever. They're heat resistant. Mm-hmm. They literally will last forever. And we're also purchasing sporks so that these children have proper utensils to eat. We're taking with us 5,000 bowls and 5,000 sporks.
That's a lot of freight.
That's a lot. But all of our team is going to put it into our luggage and take it with us. We've got 70 boxes of bowls on their way to us. Just the bowls alone cost around $4,000 U.S., so that's about 6,000 Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
And the help is amazing because not everybody can go to Uganda. Mm-hmm. Not everybody can get that time off work. But we're taking a team of 13 people to Kampala to preach the gospel. And preaching the gospel means that we're reaching out to the poor. We're feeding these children who don't have even the basics. And we're going to minister the love of Jesus to them. And many of you listening tonight, you can't go physically, but you say, "How can I help?" Every dollar counts. You could send us $5 or $10 as the Lord leads you. This radio show is not about any pressure for giving. We're here to be a blessing to you. But there are many who have asked, "How can I help?" So you can go to our website at wordoffaithtoronto.com. And at the top there, there's a button that says sowing, S-O-W-I-N-G. And you can send money to us through PayPal. If you're in Canada, you can simply do it from your phone by just texting any dollar amount to 84321. That's 84321. And if you text any dollar amount and you want to send it specifically to our missions trip, all you have to do is put in the dollar amount and then missions Uganda, Missions Uganda, and it will go straight to that fund. Every dollar that you send, if you send us $1 million tonight, every dollar of that will go to Uganda. I don't know how we'll spend it at the moment, but absolutely we will spend it in Uganda because there is a tremendous need there. And here's some exciting news too. I will be broadcasting in December live at 3:30 in the morning local time on the broadcast from Kampala, Uganda.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that. Praise God. I hope you found Romans chapter 12. If you haven't, go over to Romans 12. We're going to talk about bullying here in just a moment. Let me say hello to Gloria. Gloria says, "Funny how perception works. I was actually going to ask you why some pastors use the term Holy Spirit and Holy Ghost doesn't matter." Yeah, no, it's absolutely synonymous. Ghost is just an old English word. I kind of like ghost better because sometimes it wakes people up. The Holy Ghost, praise God. But no, there's no difference. Thank you for that wonderful wonderful question. Kelly emails, "Hi, everyone. I'm a new listener from Monterey, California. Fantastic radio show. Brilliant. Easy to comprehend and understand. Thanks." Kelly, that's what it's all about. You know, that's why God has given us pastors, so that we can understand the Word of God. It can be broken down into bite-sized pieces, and we can get it. Make sure you go to a church where their primary focus is the Word of God, and they give you the Word of God clear and easy to understand. Jesus is literally the creator of everything. He knows every single word in the dictionary and words that are not in the dictionary yet. And he was able to break it down in his ministry to make it so simple that a farmer could understand it, a fisherman could understand it, those that were uneducated could understand it. God wants every single person to come to the knowledge of the truth. No matter what their background is, no matter what their education is, he loves every single person, and he wants all of them in the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. All right, Romans, the 12th chapter, we're going to talk about bullying now. And let's go ahead and begin. I'm reading from the King James. I'll give you some other translations here as well. But let's begin here in Romans chapter 12. Let's start with verse 14. Romans 12, verse 14. "Bless them which persecute you. Bless and persecute not." In other words, if you get persecuted, don't persecute back. "Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits or in your own arrogance or in what you think you know. Be humble. Be humble in your mind. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him drink. For in doing so, you shall heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." Let's look at this in the Passion Translation. Verse 21 reads this: "Never let evil defeat you, but defeat evil with good." Bullying is absolutely evil. And the people who are bullying are people who are being used as pawns. That's right. They're not bishops. They're not knights. They're not any higher level than a pawn. And Satan uses pawns to do his work. What does a pawn mean? If you have a pawn in the game of chess, what does that mean? It means it's an expendable, not very important piece in the game. And that's how Satan looks at these precious people that Jesus died for. He looks at them as pawns. He hates you and I. He hates the human race. He hates anything that represents God. And so the people that are being used as pawns to bully other people are people who have been hurt themselves. We have to remember that hurting people hurt people, and that people are never our problem. You know, I'm going to tell you a story in a moment about my son, but as a parent, when you hear about your children being hurt, the first thing that rises up in you is anger. And I want you to notice here, he says, "Never let evil defeat you." We should never be defined by circumstance. We should never allow ourselves to become a product of those that are hurting us. We shouldn't let other people change who we are. But even in those times when we are under attack and our family is under attack, these are times to press into the Word of God and find out, what does the Bible say? What does God say about this situation? And as you press in, you're doing exactly what, if you back up in Romans chapter 12 to verse 2, you're doing what the Word of God says. In these times when you're under attack, the main goal should be to present your body as a living sacrifice to God. Go back to God. Go back to His Word. Find out what does His Word say about it. And then verse 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. Notice here in the Amplified Bible, Romans chapter 12, verse 21 in the Amplified Bible, it says, do not let yourself, come on, what you do and how you respond is not up to God, it's up to you. Your response, you can't control a bully. You can't control what a bully does, but you can respond. You can control how you respond to the bully. Did you get that? You can't control the circumstances. You can't control what happens. You can't control what people do. People have their own free will to make choices and do things, but you can control what you do as a response to the circumstance or how someone else has treated you. Notice here in the Amplified, do not let yourself be overcome by evil, but overcome, master evil with good. Let me read that again, because some of you just woke up. Romans 12, 21 in the Amplified Bible. He says, do not let yourself be overcome by evil, but overcome, master evil with good. You need to understand that we are not to be changed by what happens to us. We are to be changed by the Word of God. And He says here that you are the master over evil. Notice that. Don't be overcome by evil, but master evil with good. You are the master over evil, not evil being the master over you. You are not to be changed because evil was presented to you. You are to be changed by the Word of God, and then you are to rise up in your authority as a believer and be the master over evil. You need to let the devil know, I'm your master. The devil is not our master. He has been defeated. He has been whipped and beaten and stripped of all his authority. Colossians chapter 1. He has no power over us. We are now free in Jesus. We're the servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are the masters over evil. This is what we need to teach our children. That people are hurting, and when they bully you, when they attack you, it's because they're wounded themselves. And we should not wound them back. We should heal them. We should be instruments of peace, instruments of righteousness. Allow God to use us to bring His kingdom to the classroom, to bring His kingdom to our cubicle, to our workplace. God needs us as the light in this world, as a city set up on a hill, as the salt that's going to preserve this earth. We are salt. We are light. That's who God has made us. And we're not to be conformed to this world. We're not to allow ourselves to have evil come in us because evil is done to us. No, righteousness and truth and love and peace should rise up out of our spirit. How do we do that? By keeping our eyes on the master and understanding who we are. The Bible says here in Romans 12, 21 in the Amplified Bible that we are the masters of evil. I'm going to take the sweater off. Gary, why don't you tell them how they can tune in tonight? Write to us.
So, folks, if you're listening, just tuning in, or you have been listening, it's very, very simple to get a hold of us. You can email us direct to the pastor. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. If you'd like to call in, our local number in the Toronto GTA area is 905-725-1907. Outside of that area, anywhere in North America, 1-866-905-7325. And if you're listening across the pond and you want to contact us right now, you can do so on our nickel, and that number is 1-866-656-5477.
And let's take an email here from Jane. Jane says, Pastor, absolutely no disrespect here, but why not raise money and feed the homeless children here in Canada? There are thousands of hungry children here with no homes, very little clothing, etc. As evil and selfish as this sounds, more people would be willing to give money that was used for Canada's homeless hungry children. Charity starts at home. What is left, distribute to the world. Sorry, but that is the way a lot of folks think. Amen, Jane. We absolutely should start at home. And we have a program. If you want to sow to us tonight, we will take all of your gifts, and you'll get a tax-deductible receipt. And we can give them to the locals here that we help. We have programs at the church. We have what's called Operation Blessing, where we feed and clothe the homeless every single week. We also have a program that we are a part of. And we've been a part of it for many years now, called Heart to Heart. We go into local schools, a local high school and a local grade school right across the street from us called O'Connor. And we go in there every Tuesday night. They'll be in there this Tuesday night. And we have a sports program for children. We also we preach the gospel to them. We give gifts to them. We give food to them. And we're helping them. And we're doing more and more for children. We just put a commercial kitchen in our church. And we're looking to do more feeding programs for those in our area. So absolutely, I agree with you. We need to do stuff locally as well. But we also need to not just focus on our backyard. We also need to focus on the world. Why? Because Jesus did. And the Father does. And the world is important to Him. And those that are lost are important to Him. And we need to also reach out, not just in our backyard, like I said, but reach out overseas and look out to this big world that God loves and help people as the Lord leads us. We have NEMA Children's Choir come into our church now for the last 6 years. And so we didn't just randomly decide we're going to go help some people in Kampala. We're going to help a specific pastor with a need who has 40 children that he himself alone has adopted, he and his wife, and they are doing an amazing work there, and the Lord has led us to go help. But if you want to help us, we will take your money and we will use it toward local programs. There's no problem with that. But we believe as a church that we shouldn't just be taking care of the local folks, but we should reach out and also help people around the world as the Lord leads us. Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Mason writes in, hello, I'm a new listener here in Toronto. Love the teachings. Incredible. Thank you for the ministry. May our Lord truly give you blessings in everything that you do. Mike, thanks so much. So glad to hear from you tonight. Anne writes in, thanks for the lesson this evening, Pastor. It is in my notebook. Anne, praise God. Thank you, Anne. Great to hear from you. Also, Julie writes in, and Julie says, hi, I'm from, how do you pronounce that, Gary?
Sesamute.
Ah, thank you. Sesamute, Greenland. Wow. Thank you so much, Julie. We're so glad that you've tuned in. Now, let's go over to John chapter 16, St. John chapter 16. As you're turning to St. John 16, let me remind you, Romans 12:21 in the Amplified Bible says, do not let yourself be overcome by evil, but overcome or master evil with good. We're supposed to master evil with good, or by doing good. Praise the Lord. John 16, and let's begin with verse 28. Jesus says here, I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, lo, now speakest thou plainly and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things and needest not that any man should ask you. By this we believe that you came forth from God. Jesus answered them, do you now believe? Behold, the hour comes, yea, is now come, that you shall be scattered. What's he saying? Trouble's coming. Situations are coming. Difficulty is coming. Every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. Understand this, number one. You're not going to find peace in your circumstances. Circumstances are change, flexible. They change all the time. One minute things are going good, the next minute things are not going good. If you're trying to find happiness or peace in your circumstances, you're going to be utterly disappointed, and you're going to become somebody who is unstable, because circumstances are unstable. This earth is unstable. The weather is unstable. Everything down here is unstable. But one thing that is absolutely stable and unchanging is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, in me you will have peace. Let's keep reading verse 33 of John 16. He says, in the world, you shall have tribulation. A lot of people look at that and they say, man, why would Jesus prophesy something negative over me? He wasn't prophesying something negative over us. He was telling us the reality that in this world, you're going to have trouble. Jesus said that the servant is not above the master. If they call the master Beelzebub, they're going to do the same to the servant. He had trouble and he said, we're going to have trouble. And we should be encouraged to know that Jesus warned us it was going to come before it got here. We're talking about bullying tonight. Notice he says that in the world, you're going to have tribulation. The Greek word for tribulation is the word thlipsis. T-H-L-I-P-S-I-S is the transliteration, thlipsis. And thlipsis means pressure. You're going to have pressure. It's also translated as affliction. It's translated as persecution. People coming against you. People bullying you. People calling you names. People assaulting you. Do you know what that children are assaulted every single day? They're smacked in the butt. They're called names. They're spit on. Water's dumped on them. Things happen to them. It's terrible what's going on. And it's been happening since who knows, for a long time. When I was a kid, when I was in grade 8, I was over 200 pounds. I was almost 6 foot tall. I stuck out like a sore thumb, and kids made fun of me. I was hit. I was kicked one time in the tush, kicked in the rear end by classmates, and my tailbone was broken. My coccyx was fractured in my butt, and not one thing happened to the children that did that. I was in pain for weeks and weeks and weeks. I'll never forget that, because I was kicked in the butt through bullying, people making fun of me. And those same kind of things happen today. He told us, don't be overcome by evil, but overcome or master evil by doing good. Jesus promised us and he told us, pressure is going to come. Persecution is going to come. Afflictions are going to come. Difficult times are going to come. But he said, the next part of this verse, of verse 33, John chapter 16, verse 33, he said, but be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. It reminds me of when he said in Genesis chapter 1, when he saw the darkness, he said, light be. Light be. And what happened? Light was. And he saw that the light was good. Sometimes when that darkness comes into your life, when difficult times come into your life, you need to have the same spirit of faith. And you need to open your mouth and you need to speak the word of God. You need to look in the mirror and you need to say, cheer be. He said, trouble's coming, but he said, be of good cheer. You need to look in the mirror and tell yourself, even when you feel depressed, even when you feel down, even when you feel rejected, even when you feel like people hate you, you need to understand that Jesus warned you it was going to come, and he told you what to do. He said, be of good cheer. You need to say, cheer be, cheer up. The Lord is with me. The Lord is my peace. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. And notice what he says next. He said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. If Jesus overcame the world, that means that through Christ, we have already overcome the world. Underline that word in your Bible, overcome, and underline that word, world. And I'm going to give you the definitions here in just a moment. And Yola writes to us tonight and says, hi, Pastor, more grace upon you and your ministry. May the Lord continually reward you for your labor of love. Thank God for the awesome platform and the lives being transformed. We love you. Thank you, and Yola. You know, this week and by the goodness of God, Gary, our producer, has been amazed every week. We've had more listeners tune in, and the numbers are going up every single week. Gary is my witness. And so we are so glad to be able to bring the word and to bring grace through the word of God and to build your faith. So thank you for that. My friend Milt writes in tonight, says, hi, Pastor Ward, great message tonight, which helps us to stop looking at people as our problem, but looking at the real source behind it, which is the adversary. Thanks for helping us renew our minds by the word of God. Have a great night, sir. Amen, Mill. Thank you so much. What a privilege to be able to be together on this radio show. And that's the whole deal. None of us are by ourselves. We're together in the body of Christ, and we got Jesus as the head of our lives. Madden Wilcox writes in and says, amen, amen, amen. That's a good word right there. Thank you, Madden. By the way, say the word amen means so be it. So when you say amen, you're saying so be it. You're agreeing with the word of God. Ron Mainland writes in tonight, says, listening every Sunday evening to get my dose of the Lord's word. You are the best. Thanks. Thanks, Ron. But let me correct you. Jesus is the best. Amen. Praise God. So now, the word overcome. He says, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Let me give you the word world first. He says, in the world, you're going to have trouble. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And remember how we overcome. He says, don't be overcome by evil, but overcome or master evil by doing good. Remember the fifth part of the element of faith. Faith comes by hearing. Faith comes by receiving. Faith comes by speaking. Faith comes by believing, faith comes by speaking, and faith comes by doing. So he says, don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil by doing good. The New Living Translation. And the Amplified says, master evil. You are the master over evil. You should go ahead and say that right now. I have the whole congregation saying it. My youth pastor right now is working on a new t-shirt that says, I am the master over evil. Praise God. Amen. And we're going to talk about how we actually do that in just a moment. So he says, in the world, you're going to have trouble. The word world is the word cosmos, K-O-S-M-O-S, K-O-S-M-O-S. Cosmos means this world system. It means this orderly arrangement that was not arranged by God. It was arranged by Satan, who is the God of this world. You say, what? You're calling Satan God? No, the Bible is. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 says, in whom the God of this world, little g, has blinded their minds and hardened their hearts, lest they should receive the glorious gospel. And so Satan is the God of this world. You say, well, when did he become the God of this world? I thought God made the world and he made all things good. No, he made the earth and he made all things good. The world was given to Adam to set up. And what did Adam do? Adam sinned. And when Adam sinned, he turned his authority over to Satan, and Satan became little g, the God of this world. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4. And so Satan is the one over this orderly arrangement, which is an order of chaos. This world is absolutely in chaos, and it's not getting better, and it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse, and eventually, it's going to be destroyed. This world system will be destroyed, and eventually, this earth will be destroyed. And 2 Peter chapter 2 says there will be a new heaven, and there will be a new earth, and we will live on this earth forever. That's right. This earth was created for man to live forever, and God is going to give us a new heaven and a new earth. So he says here, in the world, in the cosmos, in this world system, not in the earth, but in the world, in the system, he said, you're going to have trouble, pressure, phlipsis. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. The word overcome is the Greek word nikeo. And the transliteration is N-I-K-A-O, nikeo. And nikeo means to conquer, to carry off the victory, to come off victorious. Of Christians, it refers to those that hold fast their faith even unto death against the power of their foes and temptations and persecutions. Remember 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Somebody tell me, why is it a good fight? Why is it a good fight when I'm getting kicked in the butt, when I'm getting water spit on me, when these things are happening to me? Why is that good? It's good because the truth is that we overcome. The truth is that in the end we win. That's why it's good. It's a good fight when you win. Praise God. And at the end of the day, all of us win in Christ. We don't win when the circumstances change. We win the moment we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives. When you make Jesus the Lord of your life, you now enter into the victory that he purchased for us at Calvary. That victory is ours right now. And when you have this eternal perspective, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what attacks are on your life, no matter what financial hardships you may be having, no matter what your body may be telling you right now, you already have the victory in Christ, and we enter into that victory, and we partake in that victory, manifesting itself here on this earth, in our body, in our finances, in our relationships, the moment we believe. And yes, it's a fight, but the good news is that we win every single time. So he said, we overcome, we conquer, we have the victory in Christ. Praise God. Now, let's go over to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. And we're going to read verse 39. We'd love to hear from you tonight. We got about 12 minutes left. If you've not written into us, we'd love to know that you're out there and that you're listening tonight. You can email us at instudio101@gmail.com, or you can call us toll-free. Love to have you call in. Maybe you want to talk about this bullying issue. Maybe you want to share what you've been dealing with. And you can do so by writing in, or excuse me, calling in at 866-905-REAL. All the information is right there at the bottom of your browser. We're going to Matthew chapter 5, but let's go ahead and say hello to Mick. Mick Razor is writing in tonight and says, I'm a new listener from New York City. Bless you. Mick, we're so glad to hear from you tonight. I encourage you to send out on social media, email, text, tweet, Facebook, whatever social media you use, WhatsApp. Let people know that we are live. You can just send them the link. Send them realityradio101.com. They'll click on that and they'll join right up with us. Praise God. We're going to Matthew chapter 5, and verse 39 reads, but I say unto you that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite you on your right cheek, turn to him also the other cheek. So once again, he says, I say unto you that you resist not evil. Now, we need to understand, what does this word resist mean? Because the Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 5, he says, submit yourself therefore unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee. So he tells us in one scripture to resist the devil, but here he says, don't resist evil. Now, here's something you have to understand, a couple things. Number one, this word resist in the Greek means retaliate. He says, don't retaliate against evil. What did we read in Romans chapter 12 tonight? He says, don't get vengeance. He says, vengeance belongs to the Lord. He says, don't be overcome by evil, but overcome or master evil with good. And here he says that you retaliate not against evil. Now, here's something else you have to understand. And I learned this from Chris Palmer, who's a Greek scholar. And he was explaining to me that when you see certain words, if they have an article in front of them, that article lets you know that that word is referring to a personality or to a definite proper noun or a person. And so, for example, when Jesus said, deliver us, he said, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, it literally in the Greek means deliver us from the evil one. The article that's in front of this Greek word literally means that we are to pray to be delivered from an evil personality who is plotting to ambush us. Our problem, and as Milt reminded us a little while ago, our problem is not with people. Our problem is not with flesh and blood. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers and dominions, and we wrestle against demon spirits. Our problem is not people, and we need to understand that these people are submitting or yielding themselves to demons. They become these pawns that we were talking about, not even realizing what they're doing, and that they're being used by the devil to persecute and to afflict and to bring trouble into people's lives. Praise God. And most of them have been troubled themselves, and they're just giving out what people have given them. Let me digress for just a moment. If you look in Matthew chapter 16, or just write it down in your notes tonight, verses 21 to 27, if you remember that Peter had just said to Jesus that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And then the Bible says that Peter took Jesus and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from you, Lord. It shall not be unto you that you're going to die for all of us. And Jesus turned and looked right at Peter in the eyes and said unto Peter, get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Can you imagine Jesus turning to you and saying right to you, pointing to your face and saying, get behind me, Satan? Was Jesus talking to Peter? No, man. Jesus was talking to the spirit that Peter was yielding to. When these people bully you, when they bully your children, when they come against you, you need to understand that it's not the person. It's not Peter. It's the demon that they're yielding to. What happened to us just this past week is my son was on Thursday having a soccer game with some friends during lunch. And after lunch, the one kid had lost the soccer game. And, you know, this kid's had some challenges. And this kid turned to my son, wrapped his hands around my son's neck, and began to choke him. And, you know, my son was shaken up by it, but he went to lunch and he tried to move on with things. But all of a sudden, as he's eating lunch, he's just overwhelmed emotionally, just overwhelmed. And one of the supervisors saw that he was upset and said, what's wrong? And he told her and then went to the office and he began to blame himself. He began to blame himself that this happened when he hadn't done anything, and that somehow this was his fault when it wasn't his fault. What happens when we get attacked is we get hurt on the inside. And when you get hurt on the inside, you need to know how to deal with it. And as a Christian, what we need to do is go back to the understanding that Jesus said, number one, this is going to happen. He said, trouble is going to happen. Pressure is going to happen. Tribulation, flipsis, pressure, affliction, persecution, it's going to happen. And then what did he say to do? He said, be of good cheer. And go back to Romans 12, 21. He says, don't be overcome by evil. This was evil what happened to him. But he said, overcome evil by doing good. Remember, God has called us to be masters over evil, not to allow evil to master over us. How do we let evil master over us? We allow evil to master us when we allow evil to change us, when we allow it to become who we are not called to be. We are called to be overcomers. We are called to be those that walk in love no matter what's going on around us. And so he's doing really well tonight. It's almost like that didn't happen. Why? Because he's got two parents that love him. He's got a mom who is not going to let him feel sorry for himself, and a dad that does the same thing, and we are going to love him right back to health. But I've also had to deal with situations like this at the church. Just this week, kids going through this kind of stuff, and you hear about it more and more. There's an epidemic of bullying, and we need to teach our children and encourage our children that we are not to be overcome by evil, but we are to overcome evil with good, by doing good. Praise God. Again here, Jesus said in Matthew 5:39, he says, I say unto you that you not retaliate against evil, but whosoever shall smite you on your right cheek, turn to him also the other. The Passion Translation says, however, I say unto you, don't repay an evil act with another evil act. Two wrongs don't make a right. Don't retaliate with another evil act. But whoever insults you by slapping you on the right cheek, turn the other to him as well. There are three love commands that we find here. Number one, do not retaliate. If you're taking notes, number one, do not retaliate. Romans 12, 14 and Matthew 5, 39. Number two, do more than required. Do more than required. I taught the children today, Gary, that, you know, if there's a kid that's been persecuting you, take half of your sandwich and offer your sandwich to him. Romans 12 says that when you do that, you are heaping coals on his head. We just read that a few minutes ago at the top of the hour. You're heaping coals on top of his head. You are overcoming evil by mastering evil and conquering evil by doing good. Matthew 5 verses 40 and 42 says, "And if any man will sue you at the law and take away your coat, let him also have your overcoat. And whosoever shall compel you to go a mile, go with him 2 miles." Number three. So number one, do not retaliate. Number two, do more than required. Number three, be kind and generous. Be kind and generous. Matthew 5:42 says, "Give to him that asks you, and from him that would borrow, don't turn him away." We need to be those that overcome evil by doing good. Now, let me, as we close tonight, let me give you seven duties that we have to our enemies. We have seven duties that we are supposed to do to our enemies. Are you ready? I want you to write these down. We find these in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 44. Jesus said, "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Seven duties to our enemies. Number one, love them. Number two, bless them. Number three, do good to them. If you see an enemy out there, don't get mad at them. Take your Snickers bar and give it to them. Don't get mad at them. When you're on your way to work at Tim Hortons, pick up 2 coffees and bring one to them. By doing so, you're heaping coals on their head. Do good to those that hurt you. Do good to those that despitefully use you. Number four, pray for them. Number five comes from Luke 6:34. I'll let you read it later because I'm out of time. Luke 6:34 to 36. Number five, lend to them. Number six, be kind to them. And number seven, be merciful. If you want mercy, you got to give mercy. Praise God. I hope you've been encouraged tonight by the word. I just want to close here in 1 John 5:4. And he says, "Every child of God defeats this evil world. And we achieve this victory through our faith." It takes faith to love your enemies, to bless your enemies, to do good, to pray, to lend, to be kind, to be merciful. It takes faith. Let me give a quick shout out finally here to the last emailer. Wallace says, "The best always, your show, very insightful, love the word, keeping my faith because of you." And you're really keeping your faith, Wallace, because of Jesus. Praise God. Until next week, what a privilege to be able to come into your home or your car tonight to fill you with the Word of God. Know that we love you. You can go on to our website, wordoffaithtoronto.com. You can get free messages there. We'd love to be a blessing to your life. And you can help us. You can click on that button, sowing, and you can help what we're doing to expand the kingdom of God. Until next week, keep fighting the good fight of faith. Know that we love you. Don't forget that God is exalted, the devil is defeated, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for listening to the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio with your host, Pastor John Ward, right here on Reality Radio 101.